Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, last month saw the largest seizure of illegal insects in Australian history. The authorities seized a stash of 100,000 cockroaches, apparently worth over 200,000 Australian dollars. Among them were Madagascar hissing cockroaches, which would be longer than your fingers. So why is there such a demand in Oz for them, and why don't we have cockroaches here, or do we? Dr. Michelle Dugon is principal investigator at Dugon Venom Lab in the University of Galway. Michelle, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
So, are there cockroaches in Ireland?
So, there are no native cockroaches in Ireland. However, since the 1960s, there's been a few reports of two species of cockroaches, mainly in Dublin, a little bit around Kildare as well, and very strangely in parts of Donegal.
Okay, and where did these cockroaches come from, is it known?
So, they've definitely been transported into Ireland. So most likely they came with shipments of food, dry goods, things like this, or even people traveling and moving around. Cockroaches tend to be quite present in hotels, in hospitals, in food factories, internationally, globally. So there is always a risk of a few of them actually making their way onto the island.
Now, presumably, cockroaches have this reputation of being a very sturdy animal, that they could live anywhere and they could survive nuclear Armageddon and all this kind of stuff. Why don't we have more of them? Why aren't they more widespread in Ireland?
The weather! Like many animals, actually, the weather in Ireland is actually not very conducive for species that are used to a warmer and drier climate in other areas to actually establish on the island. So there is about 5,000 species of cockroaches around the world that have been described so far, and a very large majority of them actually come from the tropics. So they get a bit cold over here.
Right. Okay. So they wouldn't really like it. But presumably, if you're a cockroach and you find yourself in Ireland, and you know you'd breed presumably and make
well,
baby cockroaches.
You would have a chance to actually breed if you find the perfect spot. So if you directly land in a nice apartment that's really warm with the right percentage of humidity and that you can find your way around pipes that would be warm enough for your eggs to develop. And this is actually quite rare over here. So once again, some areas, like for example, hospitals tend to be quite warm. And to have actually big heating systems with hot pipes running everywhere. And this, of course, would be more suitable for cockroaches. But your average, bungalow house or semi-detached house is not the best habitat for them over here.
Okay, and the few cockroaches that are in Ireland, they're not like this Madagascar hissing cockroach. They're not monster cockroaches.
No, not at all. The two species that are present in Ireland are actually species from Central Europe, and they measure at best a centimeter and a half. So that would be less than half an inch in length. They tend to be fairly small. They tend to be very secretive. They're nocturnal. So it's actually quite difficult even to spot them in that sense because they don't like to be seen.
Okay, thank God for that. Now, in Australia, though, people are smuggling cockroaches into the country. Why is that? Why is there a demand for them?
So there is a huge demand internationally for large cockroaches because they're fantastic food items for exotic animals. So even in my lab, we do breed large cockroaches as well in order to feed some of our large tarantulas, some of our lizards and so on. So there is a market everywhere around the world for cockroaches and crickets and so on. So people can actually feed their exotic pets.
Ah, right. So it's just as food. Really?
Yes.
And so can when you in your lab, when you feed a cockroach to one of your tarantulas, can the cockroach not do anything to defend itself?
No, so cockroaches actually do not have large mouth parts in order to, bite or anything like this. Cockroaches tend to rely on stealth and speed in order to avoid their potential enemies. So the species that are now present, so in small parts of Dublin, for example, tend to be very quick and very, very shy. The giant hissing cockroach from Madagascar, the one that has been reported, so in Australia, is a very large species, but very slow moving, that tend to spend its whole life in the leaf litter and just kind of, you know, being goofy and eating a little bit of dead leaves, things like this. So they tend to be fairly secretive. But cockroaches are not dangerous animals in that sense, and they can't really defend themselves.
Yeah, because people, I know people have a visceral reaction when they see a cockroach, and they kind of associate it with filth. Is that the case? Is that fair?
So, somewhat. Because when a cockroach actually lives in close vicinity to human beings, it's going to live close to the sewers. It's going to live in the cavity of the walls. It's going to live, around, the plumbing. And that means that when they move around, they will or they can collect bacteria on their legs, and they can collect bacteria in their digestive tract as well. So at night, if they come in your kitchen, if they start to walk on your kitchen desk or anything like this, they can actually transmit some of those possibly pathogenic bacteria onto those surfaces. So in that sense, they are not hygienic.
Yes. And they don't lay eggs. They have live births. Is that right?
So many species actually will kind of give live birth. But what they do is that they do produce eggs, but they keep those eggs in a kind of little box within their body. And that means that they can protect those eggs and their babies better than if they were just laying them in the environment. And just before those babies are ready to hatch, the cockroach will actually deposit that little box in the perfect spot. And a few hours later, the babies will hatch. In the case of the Madagascar hissing cockroach, they will carry the babies until they hatch, and it's really tiny little cockroaches that will emerge from the mother.
And how many cockroaches will they give birth to at a time?
That is quite variable, but very often it's between 20 and 60 babies. And within 3 to 4 months, a female cockroach can actually produce 3 or 4 of those boxes full of eggs. So during its lifetime, a female cockroach can actually produce 250 to 300 babies quite easily.
Wow, my word. One of our listeners, Michelle, is texting to say, I worked in an Irish prison for years, and it's full of cockroaches. It comes alive at nighttime. So that might be an area of study for you, if you run out of any food for the tarantulas. Michelle, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Michelle Dugan there from the University of Galway.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.